From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Throb, Snap, and Tilt, and Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a warm little practice room, three friends were about to build a groove from nothing, the kind that gets into your chest and won't let your foot stay still. And they built it, as grooves are always built, in three layers. Throb sat at the center, tapping a beat so steady you could set a clock by it. Snap perched nearby, ready to slice each beat into smaller pieces. And Tilt leaned off to the side, grinning, waiting to throw the whole thing pleasantly off balance. "It starts with me," said Throb. "It always starts with me. Everything else is going to hang off the beat I keep. So, here we go. Steady." Throb went first, because before a groove can do anything clever, there must be a steady pulse for everything to hang on. Boom, 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 boom. Throb laid down the pulse, even, unshakable, the same every time. Like a heartbeat, like footsteps, like the thing your whole body nods along to without being told. "This is me," said Throb, the steadied beat underneath everything. "I'm not fancy. I'm not supposed to be. I'm the floor the whole groove stands on." Throb kept the pulse perfectly even. "Every other rhythm in the room is going to measure itself against me, speed up or slow down, hit early or late, but only because I'm here holding steady for them to push against. Take me away, and the whole thing falls into mush. There's a reason you feel the bass drum in your chest at a concert. That's the throb, the pulse everyone in the room locks onto together. Steady, dependable, the heartbeat of the whole thing."
Then Snap began slicing each beat into smaller pieces, because a pulse alone is just a clock, and dividing it is where rhythm starts. "One steady beat is fine," said Snap, "but watch what happens when I split it." And Snap took the space between each of Throb's booms and divided it, first in two, boom and, then in four, boom e and a. Suddenly, there was room to play. "That's subdivision," said Snap. "The pulse stays exactly the same. Throb never changes. But now there are smaller, equal steps inside each beat, and I can put notes on any of them. Two pieces, four pieces, more." Snap danced little notes across the subdivisions. "This is where a flat boom, boom, boom turns into an actual rhythm, because now I've got a grid of little slots inside the beat, and choosing which ones to hit and which to leave empty is what makes one groove sound different from another. Throb gives the beats. I give the inside of the beats. Same pulse, 100 times more to say."
And then Tilt did the sneaky magic thing, throwing the weight off the beat you expect and setting the whole groove into motion. "Here's the secret that makes people actually move," said Tilt. "You'd think you hit hardest right on Throb's beat. Boom, boom, right on the pulse. And you can, but it's stiff. Watch what happens when I put the weight where you don't expect it, a little off the beat, and one of Snap's in between slots." And Tilt landed the accent just after the pulse, in the gap, again and again. Syncopation. And the groove suddenly leaned forward, pulling, restless, alive. "That's it, that off-balance push. Your ear expects the weight on the beat, and I put it just off, so the rhythm feels like it's always leaning forward, tugging you along, refusing to sit flat." Tilt grinned as feet started tapping around the room. "That forward lean, that pull against the steady pulse, that's the difference between a beat you count and a groove you can't sit still through." And there it was. Throb holding steady, Snap splitting the beat, Tilt tilting the weight off it, and the three layers locked together into a groove so good the whole little room was moving without deciding to. "Good pulse," said Snap. "Good split," said Tilt. "Good tilt," said Throb, still perfectly steady underneath it all.
There is a joy that lives in the body more than the mind when a groove truly locks in. That helpless, grinning, can't-sit-still feeling when the steady pulse and the split beat and the off-balance push all click together and something in your chest just goes. You don't decide to move to it. You just find yourself moving. And knowing how it's built, a steady throb, split by snap, tilted by tilt, doesn't spoil the magic one bit. If anything, it deepens it. Because now when a groove grabs you and won't let go, you can feel the three of them in there, working together, and grin at the sheer, clever joy of it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Throb, Snap, and Tilt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.